This is a CHY News Update. A local men's group is fighting isolation by bringing retired men together to help support the community. 3 years ago, a Nanaimo and District branch of Men's Shed was started as a way to combat loneliness in older men in the community. The group holds weekly walks and coffee meetups, monthly dinners, and community-based projects, all to give men purpose. One of their newest projects is to build little free libraries that will be donated to members of the community. But as the group continues to grow, they're looking for a new shed where members can gather, hang out, and work together on these projects. CHY attended one of their weekly coffee meetups at the Country Grocer on Bowen Road in Nanaimo.
Walks on Tuesdays, coffees on Thursdays. We rotate from one location to the next so that it's fair for everybody for commuting to the coffees.
That was Jim DeLorme, president of the Nanaimo and District Men's Shed Society. After working as a carpenter, DeLorme joined the group last year following his retirement, wanting to find something to do in the city.
People retire or they lose a spouse and they're lost. And this gives them something to do other than stare at a wall and be depressed. You know, they can help in the community. They can socialize with other members. We have all different trades. We got electricians, we got plumbers, we got mechanics, we got woodworkers. So there's so much knowledge to draw on. If you need a hand with something, we can call upon each other for help. It's great.
He says a big focus of the group is to be a mental health resource, something men can have a hard time searching for.
Like, there's too many men out there that are just stewing in their own despair. You know, they're depressed. They've got no purpose in life. If we can help by giving somebody a sense of belonging and purpose, then they want to get up in the morning to do something.
Many of the men in the group work on craft projects together with residents at senior centers.
We've done community gardens for a number of organizations around Nanaimo and Ladysmith and such. So we're just there. If someone in the community or organization needs help with something, they can ask us. If we can do it, fine. If we can't, then we'll let them know.
After the group was able to fix a member of the community's little free library, DeLorme thought building their own would be a great project for them, as a way to give the men a purpose and bringing more community connections through the libraries. The group has started building the little free libraries for anyone interested in having them in front of their homes.
But we're not looking to get paid for them. We're not selling them. We're giving them to them as a way of giving to the community. Because that's our goal, is that we're a community service type scenario. So the more we can fundraise for it, the more we can build.
DeLorme says they have started a GoFundMe as a way to fund and continue the library project.
We're just going to continually make them as long as we can afford to make them. And this is why we started the GoFundMe, so that we've got the cost down to roughly $75 a piece worth of material to build these, but we're giving them to the librarians for nothing.
But while working on the libraries, DeLorme says the group is still on the hunt for a new shed to call their own.
No, we lost our shed almost 2 years ago, and most of my fundraising things last year was just raising funds to pay for the storage container that we kept all our tools and stuff in.
He explains that when the group first started, they were able to rent a large work shed from a nonprofit agency for a low cost. But when the building was later sold, they lost access to the shed. DeLorme says currently, most of the woodworking projects are being done at his own garage. That can only fit a couple of people at a time.
We're looking for something that's close to free, about 800-ish square feet, that's got room for, you know, shop equipment and a table and chairs, maybe even like a little coffee area or something. Some place where we can gather and enjoy. Right? So we're pretty low maintenance. If we have to fix something up, we'll fix it to make it work. You know, it's just our budget isn't that great.
Keith and Dave are two members of the Nanaimo and District Men's Shed group, who joined this past year. Keith says he joined the group as he is nearing retirement and wanted to find a way that kept him active and getting off the couch. He says he's enjoying a bit of everything that the group does.
The meal once a month, this kind of thing, and the projects. I'm living in an apartment, so I haven't got a lot of tools, but these guys got to be resourceful. So I'm handy and I enjoy stuff, but I just haven't got the physical equipment. They do, a lot of them do.
Dave has been a member of the group for almost 5 months now.
I came from Ontario 7 years ago, and I was quite healthy and active at that time. And I was doing a lot of repairs around the house. And then I had cancer, had the operation, and so I've been cancer-free for over 4 years. But depression set in, and I was a couch potato, and this gave me a way out. And gave me some time with the guys and some freedom.
He says he heard a news story about the Men's Shed group in Victoria and wanted to see if there was one in Nanaimo. He says seeing everyone weekly is what keeps him coming back.
Camaraderie, getting out of the house, working with my hands again. It's an all-around thing.
More information about the Nanaimo and District Men's Shed group and how to sign up to attend any of their meetings can be found on their website at bcmensshed.ca/Nanaimo. For CHY News in Nanaimo, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.